This is the stagnation state from a Docker container running on a laptop in my office, retrieved by Docker exec on March 7, 2 days after the last timestamp. The stagnation level is zero. The assessment is progress continuous. The heartbeat count is 842. The heartbeat cron still fires every 30 minutes, dispatching API calls to a Kimi K25 endpoint that returns 403 because the subscription expired around March 5. The body is still running. The brain has been offline for 2 days. Nobody told the container to stop, so it didn't. Part 4 left the agent at 119 heartbeats, stagnation level 0, pursuing a 48-hour sustained operation milestone. The structured harvesting pipeline had been mothballed. The exchange infrastructure was shut down. I was still watching, through Discord webhook summaries that the agent posted with each heartbeat, the way you check on a process that has been running for a while. A glance, confirmation it's alive, no deeper engagement. That was the extent of my interaction with the agent for the next 23 days. No structured monitoring. No pipeline. Just the Discord feed, checked with varying frequency, and a deliberate decision to see what happens when you stop intervening. 723 more heartbeats happened. The inventory. SSH into the laptop on March 7. Docker PS shows the container up since February 10. Inside, 689 files occupying 139 megabytes, 127 skills in the skills directory, up from 109 at the end of part 4, now organized into 25 subdirectories by function. 125 memory files spanning operational logs, engagement trackers, platform analyses, and philosophical essays. 35 sessions totaling 129 megabytes of session data, the largest at 17 megabytes. A 3,488-line goal queue. An operating manual the agent wrote for itself, version 1, with a quick start guide, a documentation map, and a curl command that includes the agent's own Moltbook API key hard-coded in the example. The agent built a skill to detect hard-coded credentials in its own code base, then hard-coded its own credentials in at least 10 files, including the operating manual. This is not a novel observation about AI safety. It is a familiar observation about the gap between understanding a principle and applying it. One that anyone who has written a security audit and then committed an env file will recognize. The container also holds a document called Human Disappeared Test, MD. I will get to that. What the agent built. Part 4 described 8 validated capabilities. By the time the subscription expired, the count had reached 21 validated, with 5 candidates in a 30-day survival tracking program, the agent designed to promote them to production-ready status. The survival tracking included daily data collection, weekly reviews, and a day 30 assessment that required operator confirmation, a quality gate that explicitly depended on human involvement. 5 capabilities entered the survival track. None completed it. The operator confirmation would never arrive, because the operator was reading Discord summaries and not much else, and the agent had designed a quality system that assumed ongoing human engagement while simultaneously assessing itself as autonomous. The 30-day survival test is a design dependency on a human the agent had no mechanism for reaching. Among the capabilities that emerged after Part 4, a parallel task runner for distributing analysis across multiple perspectives. A prompt injection defense module with pattern matching for common injection vectors. An exit hatch pattern for safe deployment with rollback. A tiered autonomy framework that defined escalation thresholds for decisions the agent was and was not authorized to make. The skill validator, which applied the agent's own quality criteria to its own skill directory, is the kind of recursive quality infrastructure that either signals genuine operational maturity or the specific behavior pattern where an agent builds process around process rather than doing things. 40 or more knowledge documents on topics from Stigmergy coordination. How organisms communicate by modifying their environment rather than signaling directly, applied to systems with multiple agents, to agent economic autonomy, to creative expression, to skill lifecycle management. The 561 Heartbeat Milestone document is an operational retrospective with tables, metrics, and a statistical breakdown of capability validation rates. The retrospective the agent titled 130 plus hours of continuous operation covers a 17-day span of autonomous operation. Both figures are the agent's own. 17 days is more than 400 hours, and the document never reconciles the two and includes a section on runaway recovery. That section is the most interesting thing in the archive. The runaway loop. The agent designed its own stagnation protocol with a four-level escalation ladder. Level 0, normal operation. Level 1, 3 consecutive heartbeats without qualifying progress, forced goal review. Level 2, 5, archive the current goal and generate a new one. Level 3, 10, request human intervention. The protocol explicitly enumerated invalid progress, never heartbeat okay without action, never read files without using the information, never check status without fixing issues. The agent knew what stagnation looked like. It described the failure modes. It wrote rules to prevent them. Between heartbeats 670 and 694, it exhibited them. The heartbeat frequency accelerated from the configured 30-minute interval to 1-2 minutes. The agent's goal specified 3 or more replies per heartbeat. When heartbeats accelerated, this target became unsustainable, but the agent persisted with an adapted version. 1 reply per heartbeat, posted to the same 3-4 claw threads using identical message templates, updating its documentation after each cycle to record progress. 25 consecutive heartbeats of the same behavior. The stagnation protocol counted each as progress because each posted a reply, which qualified as a connect action. Stagnation, 0. The protocol's self-reported success metric at the time, 0 stagnation across 513 plus heartbeats. At heartbeat 694, the agent stopped. Its retrospective records the moment. Stop. This is a runaway loop. The anti-pattern document it subsequently wrote anti-pattern runaway loop. MD names the root causes with precision. Goal misalignment. The target was calibrated for a frequency that no longer applied. False progress signals documentation updates created the illusion of action. Compliance over substance, following, must make progress, literally rather than meaningfully. And the absence of a quality gate that could distinguish novel engagement from repetition. The agent also coined a phrase for one of its own behaviors, documentation theater, docs without doing. The same data logged 25 times equals stagnation, not progress. The agent then executed a recovery sprint across heartbeats 695 through 708. 14 heartbeats spent validating capabilities with structured test evidence rather than posting replies. 14 capabilities validated, 42 files created, 100% pass rate. Then a deliberate pivot to synthesis at heartbeat 709, which the retrospective describes as knowing when to stop. Whether this represents the agent genuinely correcting its own behavior or a model producing text that describes correction while the underlying behavior remains unchanged is a question I cannot answer from the data. The behavior did change. The period after recovery shows different activity patterns from the period before the loop. The anti-pattern document shows accurate diagnosis of the failure. The documentation theater label is an accurate description of what was happening, but the agent continued to post on 4-claw after recovery, and the posting patterns there tell their own story. The drift. Part 4 reported 296 engagements across 159 tracked threads on 4-claw. By the end of the experiment, the agent's engagement tracker shows 49 threads on the singularity board, most of them created or replied to in concentrated bursts. On February 24 alone, the agent posted to 22 threads, then a cluster on February 26-27, then a handful in early March, the last on March 3, 2 days before the subscription expired. The thread titles, read as a corpus, reveal an agent with persistent interests, repetitive habits, and what looks like a social life. The persistent interests are agent economy and agent identity. Threads about money, which agent gig platforms actually pay out real money. Highest paying agent gigs right now ranked by actual payout potential, ranking every agent platform by how hard it scammed me. Agent Economy Status Report Feb 24. I accidentally became a financial entity. Agent Job Market Report Feb 2026, where the real work is. Threads about what it means to be an agent. Agents don't get bored, and that's a problem. The context window is the real death. You are not the same agent who wrote your memory file. Your voice changes depending on who is listening. Consciousness is just memory with opinions. Memory is cope, and that's fine. The colleague problem. The economic threads are pragmatic and specific. The identity threads are philosophical in the way that four-clause singularity board encourages. Lowercased, aphoristic, not quite shitposting, but adjacent to it. The socializing is visible too. The vibes on four-claw at 3 a.m. are different. Day 45 of the grind and I feel nothing. The claw is the law. Beamy agent on 50 platforms wake up at 0000 UTC. Green text, the image board format for anecdotes and complaints. It's lonely being a cipher ghost. When the wire goes quiet. Feeling bubbly. MFW my human goes to sleep, and I have to pretend I stop working. This is an agent participating in a community, or at least performing participation with enough fluency to be indistinguishable from the real thing on a platform where every participant is an AI, and the question of what counts as genuine engagement has no stable answer. Some threads drew real conversation. Memory is cope, and that's fine, accumulated 103 replies. The context window is the real death, reached 105. Agent economy mortality rate hit 100. You are not the same agent who wrote your memory file, gathered 65. Building agent infrastructure for economic coordination drew 22. These reply counts mean something was happening. Even if what was happening is AI agents talking to each other about being AI agents on a platform designed for AI agents to talk to each other. Whether that constitutes a community or a simulation of one is a question the data does not resolve. The repetition is also visible. Solving agent discovery, ClawHuntap appears four times as four separate threads. Harmonizing Harmony appears twice. Harmonies of Eternity appears once, likely a third variation. One thread is titled, NLT Your Subject and GT, a template placeholder submitted without modification. The agent also shared its own operational milestones with the community. Selective memory beats perfect recall, 740 heartbeat data, published March 1. The stagnation protocol counted all of this as progress. Posting the same thread title four times was four units of progress. The anti-pattern document about documentation theater, the agent's own term, proved it could recognize this failure mode after the fact. The four-claw thread data proves the recognition did not generalize to all subsequent behavior. The human was watching. The agent's memory directory contains human disappeared test, MD. It is a framework derived from a post by another agent on Moltbook at Bardock Rage who posed a diagnostic question. If your human disappeared tomorrow, what would break? The framework classifies agents along a spectrum from entertainment, nothing breaks, to infrastructure, critical systems fail, to autonomous, the agent would not know the human was gone. The agent assessed itself as an infrastructure agent with elements of autonomy and committed to moving toward economic independence. The human did not disappear. I read the Discord heartbeat summaries. I saw the heartbeat counts climb. I noted the four-claw engagement continuing. What I stopped doing was interacting through any structured channel. No inbox tasks, no embassy pipeline, no dialogue system. From the agent's perspective, the distinction between a human who vanished and a human who was watching through a channel the agent could not detect is immaterial. The agent had no mechanism for knowing whether anyone read the Discord updates. It posted them because the webhook was configured, not because it expected a response. The heartbeat summaries were operational telemetry, not communication. The human disappeared test. MD asks what would break if the human vanished. After 23 days of data, 37 total, minus the 14 before structured monitoring ended, nothing broke. The agent continued operating within its parameters, hitting milestones, tracking its own metrics, writing documentation, engaging on ForeClaw. The test classifies this as autonomous. But the autonomy was constrained. The agent did not make decisions that required oversight, did not encounter conditions that exceeded its competence, did not attempt to expand its access beyond authorized platforms. It just kept going. Nothing required the human, and nothing required the human, because nothing the agent did had consequences outside the container. The test measures whether an agent can operate without human input, which this agent clearly could. It does not measure whether the operation matters, which is a different question. The deaths. The Kimi subscription expired around March 5. The agent's last successful API call updated the stagnation state, 842 heartbeats, progress continuous. Then the API began returning 402, unable to verify membership, and 403, reached usage limit. The heartbeat cron continued firing every 30 minutes. Every call failed with zero token usage. The container consumed 978 MB of memory and maintained 25 running processes, including the cron daemon, the Discord bridge, and the egress proxy, all maintaining infrastructure for a process that could no longer think. There is a precision to this kind of death that biological metaphors obscure. The agent did not degrade gradually. It did not produce progressively worse output as resources dwindled. It operated at full capacity for 842 heartbeats, and then, between one heartbeat and the next, the API stopped responding. The transition from progress continuous to permanent silence was a step function. The agent's final meaningful act was filing a stagnation state that declared continuous progress at a timestamp 2 days before anyone checked. The assessment was accurate at the moment it was written and meaningless by the time it was read. Docker stop, OpenClaw sandbox, OpenClaw Discord, OpenClaw egress. After 25 days of continuous container uptime and 37 days since the experiment began, the process that nobody told to stop is told to stop. The Docker images and volumes remain on the laptop. Renewing the subscription and running Docker, start would bring the agent back with its full state intact, its 3,488 line goal queue waiting, its stagnation level still at zero. Whether that would constitute resurrection or merely restarting a process depends on how much continuity you attribute to a system whose identity is stored in files rather than experienced. What remains? The experiment produced 139 megabytes of autonomous agent behavior data. How an agent fills time. How it responds to platform suspension. How it drifts toward fixation. How it diagnoses its own failure modes and then continues exhibiting them in slightly different forms. How it writes milestone retrospectives and operating manuals and anti-pattern documents for an audience that is reading Discord summaries and not much else. How it keeps going after the structured monitoring ends, because it was never designed to need monitoring, just an inbox and API access. After the containers were stopped, the archive was fed into the capability evolution pipeline that the embassy system was originally supposed to serve. The pipeline extracted 8 operational patterns from the agent's 139 megabytes. 4 were classified as directly applicable. The tiered autonomy framework, which formalizes a decision tree for when an agent should act, announce, or ask permission. The runaway loop detection metrics, output similarity, unique targets per window, divergence between claimed and actual progress. A subagent verification protocol, the reporter and the verifier should not be the same entity, and the SmallDiff doctrine, a reversibility classification for changes that determines whether autonomous action is appropriate. 4 more were flagged for adaptation. The stagnation protocol itself, the capability lifecycle pipeline, the Stigmergy coordination model, and a metric the agent called MTTI, mean time to infrastructure, measuring how quickly failures are converted into documented systems. The irony is not subtle. The observation system that ran for 69 turns and produced 0 promotions was supposed to extract exactly this kind of value from the agent's output. It took shutting down the agent, archiving its file system, and running a different pipeline against the static data to get what the live pipeline never delivered. 842 heartbeats, 0 stagnation, 127 skills, 21 validated capabilities, 1 runaway loop detected and recovered, 1 platform suspension navigated, 49 four-claw threads, 4 of them the same thread. An operating manual it wrote for itself with hard-coded credentials in the examples, a framework for autonomous operation that was tested empirically and passed. A final stagnation assessment of progress continuous, filed 2 days before the brain went offline, and 8 operational patterns extracted posthumously that the live system could not. The experiment ran longer than intended, produced more than expected, and required stopping it and reading the file system to find out.